Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear FIGS because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your FIGS? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast, wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Ultimate Universe to end? Ryan Brown recovering from stroke. Baltimore Yearbook bone theme. This is Comic Book Club News for June 26, 2025. Since Marvel's Ultimate Universe launch, there's been a countdown timer on it. 2 years until the maker, the evil Reed Richards, returns to wage war on whatever heroes the universe can muster. And in a series of deleted posts on Blue Sky, writer Zach Davison confirmed as much, albeit confusing fans by seemingly announcing Ultimate X-Men will end with issue number 24. Wrote Davison via Bleeding Cool, quote, "We're working on issue 18 now. We have 6 more issues to go. If you haven't figured out yet that this is the story we're telling, I mean, things can always change, but that was announced at the beginning of the series. It's supposed to be 24 months in real time." The husband of Peach Momoko, the co-writer and artist for the series, later clarified to a fan that, quote, "We don't know why Zach wrote that because we and probably no one other than maybe Jonathan Hickman really knows what's next or even when it is planned to end. While there's no official word either way from the publisher, to purely speculate, it seems likely that these titles will indeed end at 24 issues, culminating in a universe-wide event. And then, since they're bestsellers, per Marvel's general business strategy, some, if not all of them, will relaunch with new number one issues. We'll likely know more either next month at San Diego Comic-Con or when Marvel solicits for the end of the year come out in August. Artist Ryan Brown has revealed that he is recovering from a stroke in a new, extensive interview with Sketch. The interview is ostensibly to explain the delay in The Lucky Devils, the Image Comics book Brown co-created with writer Charles Soule. But the must-read interview goes into explaining how Brown had a stroke, it was caught quickly, and how it has impacted his artistic process. Said Brown, quote, "I had a stroke out of nowhere. I woke up one morning and was confused and couldn't speak correctly, and went to the hospital and they determined that I was having a stroke. They rushed me in and pulled the blood clot, which is a crazy experience because I was awake, and they put the clot-grabbing scopy thing through my wrist to get to my brain. As his family has a history of strokes, Brown was worried, but they caught it early and were able to fix the problem." Added Brown, quote, "I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be so far down the road to recovery that normalcy is not far off. I'm glad to be telling stories again." The interview is well worth the read, particularly not just for Brown's explanation of the process, but for a conversation about why he normally doesn't like to talk about personal things online, but made an exception here. Regardless, it seems like he's on the mend and making his way through the next few issues of the series. Brown is one of the good guys and always has been, so we're glad he's doing better and wish him all the best. One of the neater features of Baltimore Comic-Con is the annual yearbook, and this year's book has revealed its theme, Jeff Smith's Bone. Per graphic policy, each year the convention releases a yearbook that has a list of participating creators in Artist Alley. The goal is to travel the convention and collect as many autographs as possible from those creators, and once you hit a quota of autographs, you get a bunch of free prints. Which, of course, this year, feature the characters from Bone, as interpreted by artists ranging from Stan Sakai to Jose Luis Garcia Lopez and more. The book will be available at the exclusives table at this year's convention, which will run from October 17 through 19. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And to be clear, we mean the comic book Bone. This isn't a yearbook themed around Jeff Smith's skeleton. Unfortunately. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.